Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. In Passaic now, oh boy, this is a tough story here. They're calling him a little hero after he did a pretty big thing. A 10-year-old boy may have died, they say, while saving his 11-year-old sister after both of them were swept away into the Passaic yesterday. Passaic Mayor Hector Laura says the surviving girl told him her brother helped save her life as they struggled in the water.
When I was speaking to his sister, 11-year-old older sister, she described the situation as they were all in the water. He had put his hand on her head trying to get up above the water, and he may have inadvertently saved her life, or without even knowing, obviously. When he pushed her down, she described that underwater she felt rocks. When she came up, she couldn't see him, but she used the rocks to get back up.
That baby saved his sister's life. Officials believe the children, there were three of them, were near a riverbank ramp when they entered the water. Some children on the opposite side saw what happened and immediately called 911. They found the little boy's body last night about 10. As of this hour, the 10-year-old girl, another 10-year-old girl, remains missing. They're using boats and sonar now, trying to find her. By the way, the mayor is asking folks with good intentions who really want to get out there and help with their boats to stay out of the water. That's so the train drivers and emergency responders can continue their search. Up in the Bronx, a mother and grandmother charged in the starvation death of a teenager. Police say the developmentally disabled 16-year-old boy basically starved to death under their watch. 62-year-old Denise Jarvis and 36-year-old Geneva Jarvis arrested today, both charged with murder now. Authorities say their alleged victim, 16-year-old Adonis, was taken into the hospital March 16th and died from starvation. Charge is based on the ME's determination that the boy died from chronic neglect and dehydration. And then we have a mother and daughter in Valley Stream charged with running a stolen merchandise ring out of their apartment in East Elmhurst. Queens DA says Maria Betases and Leslie Cruz ordered underlings, that is, people working for them, to go out and steal specific clothing as well as beauty products and other items from local retailers and then turned around and sold it on social media, also shipped some of the products down to the Dominican. So now they've racked up charges, including, boy, it's a shopping list, criminal possession, stolen property, grand larceny, conspiracy, ordering the wrong sizes, the wrong color, jaywalking, littering, doubting the Knicks would win it all, and oh, everything else they could think of. Yeah, I tossed that last one in for free. Get this, though. They allegedly operated the ring out of a registered daycare. Didn't count on undercover officers to enter the circle, though. They're both arraigned now and due back in court in September, facing 5 to 15 years in prison and no refunds. By the way, police are still looking for at least two other people allegedly involved in that. Shark Week, everybody. It's Shark Week, not just on TV, down on the beach. And the NYPD deploying some extra help out on the rock every day during the season to spot trouble. Here's Mary Lynn Buckley.
NYPD drones are on the lookout for sharks.
We are on constant patrol of the beaches, looking for distressed swimmers and also sharks, so we're always up in the air.
Detective Jorge Bravo works with the drone team, and he tells us they're out and about during lifeguard hours at Rockaway Beach, Coney Island, South Beach, and Orchard Beach.
If we do see a shark, we have a parks radio that we notify the parks department. They notify the lifeguards to start to pull the swimmers out of the water. When the drone keeps eyes on the shark, when that shark disappears or goes deeper into the water and we lose sight of the shark, we advise the lifeguards, and that's when they feel that it's safe to then let the people back into the water.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Rockaway Beach.
And on Long Island, he was a driver's ed teacher, but now he's under arrest after complaints from some students who say he was allegedly a potty mouth who often talked about sex and not in the fatherly birds and bees variety.
The comments were directed to male students. Police say the 66-year-old driver's ed teacher made a series of sexually explicit and offensive comments to students during lessons in Hauppauge, and it happened throughout the month of July. Authorities say 66-year-old Joseph Klein works for Elite Driving School and has been charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
We are still following developments at a city housing project, Haven Plaza, where residents are up in arms over the Legionnaires outbreak. What Legionnaires outbreak, Larry Mullins? We got another one? No, it's not a new one, folks. City health officials say they haven't heard anything about any new cases in over 2 weeks. It's the previous detection, which folks in the neighborhood say they were told lay off using the water and practice other restrictions. However, they say they haven't been told anything since. Harvey Epstein is the city councilman in that community.
First, they thought only people with compromised health issues could shower, and then they were told that no one should shower. They were told they couldn't use hot water, and then someone told them they could boil the water. So there's back and forth information, and they feel like wave crest, and the landlord isn't communicating clearly.
One lady says, I haven't been able to take a decent shower in months because we don't know if it's safe or not, and especially since the neighborhood was on the list of positive tests for Legionella. So they protested today, hoping somebody from the health department will come in and, you know, make the call once and for all. We'll let you know. 1010 Winds, of course, has reached out to the health department for an update. Uh-oh, folks having some problems with their MTA Omni cards now. What about you? They're getting charged for things they say should be free, among other issues.
You're supposed to get a free transfer from subway to bus and vice versa if you make that second trip within 2 hours and pay by the same method.
We're getting kicked off the bus. We went on the train, and we don't get transfers on the bus.
Rhiannon Murphy recorded her encounter with MTA police recently on a bus in the Bronx, saying she was not given a transfer after taking the subway.
Another day walking up the hill, another day ripped off.
MTA Chairman Jan Oliber says they're working on adding technology to let people know when they have that transfer.
Anybody who has a problem with how they think they're being charged or mischarged, just bring it to us.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
That's not cool. They threw her off the bus? Boy, they better get it fixed soon because Mama sounded like she's about to go off. Well, he pretended to be a real doctor and performed a procedure on a lady and killed her. And now a phony Astoria doctor about to get his sentence today on manslaughter charges. 40-year-old Felipe Hoyas Foranda is expected to get 5 to 15 years on the yard. This after pleading guilty to performing a deadly medical procedure that killed Maria Cabrera back in March of last year. Queens prosecutors say he did the unlicensed operation to remove an implant from the woman inside his apartment in Queens, dead giveaway. He apparently injected her with lidocaine. That's a local anesthetic used as a numbing agent during plastic surgery. The only thing, though, the solution he used, they say, turned out to be toxic for the woman. Excessive amounts, they say, can enter the bloodstream and cause seizures, arrhythmia, and, well, death. The 31-year-old victim had a heart attack, apparently. And then this, after he couldn't revive her, they say he tore out of the apartment and made a beeline for JFK to head back to Columbia. Yes, he did. They say he was waiting for his latte at Starbucks. I'm not making this up. They say he was waiting for his coffee at Starbucks when the Port Authority police caught up with him. That's just crazy.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South. And in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.